WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Over the skies of the Twin Cities today, look for a World War II military aircraft that will originate special flights from Bryan's Coulter Field Airport.
Ageless Aviation is a nonprofit group that comes into our airport. They select a few, and luckily, we're very pleased that they selected Coulter Field. And what they do is they give veterans that are living in long-term care flights on a Boeing Stearman.
Kevin Russell with the City of Bryan says the aircraft will make two flights, taking off around 9 and 11. American Legion Earl Graham Post number 159 is receiving a $20,000 grant from Brazos Valley Cares tonight. Second Vice Commander Susan Marty says the money will help support three of their programs.
The grant is going to expand our local Veterans Crisis Assistance Program and also support our annual Veterans Resource Fair and our Military Family Support Program.
For more information about the post, visit alegion159.org. A Hearn man's 15th arrest, 15th visit to the Brazos County Jail in 17 years, followed a brief high-speed chase Wednesday night in South College Station.
According to the arrest report from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, a private citizen reported following a Cadillac on Highway 6 near FM 2154 that was headed north and was weaving. The car stopped near the FM 159 exit and a deputy noticed the odor of marijuana. When the deputy asked the driver to get out, the driver pulled away. That led to a 7-minute pursuit at speeds up to 115 miles an hour. The car stopped on the northbound feeder road past Rock Prairie. Witnesses told deputies during the chase the driver threw out several objects. 35-year-old Eric Bernard Walker was taken to jail for evading arrest with three prior convictions, possessing almost $4,100 of cocaine and $800 of marijuana, along with throwing away the drugs. What's the cost of 25 College Station police officers responding to the report of a shooting, along with the cost of the follow-up investigation? CSPD is still adding up its expenses from an incident last December that turned out to be a false report of what turned out to be an accidental shooting. After nearly 6 months of looking, two young men have been arrested for filing a false police report. An unidentified 16-year-old was found last weekend. CSPD did not reveal if he was the shooter. That apprehension led to this week's arrest of the person who was shot, 17-year-old Jimmy Gayona III of College Station. He's out of jail on his promise to appear in court. According to Gayona's arrest report, detectives determined the shooting took place in an apartment and not near Bee Creek Park. The person who shot Gayona said he was dancing while holding a handgun when it discharged. That's after officers were told Gayona was shot by a stranger who was with a group of 3 to 4 men at the park. That led to the deployment of the more than 24 officers who spent more than 2 hours at Bee Creek and Mary Oaks Parks, along with the hospital and a condominium complex, before being directed to the real site of the shooting. CSPD says if the teens are convicted, it'll be up to prosecutors to determine if they have to pay back the city. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Artists who are interested in painting a mural on the side of a building are invited to apply for a contest that is sponsored by the Downtown Bryan Association. DBA Director Sandy Ferris says the idea to paint the Conley Garrett Moving Storage Building on 31st Street came from owners of townhomes across the street.
There will be 5 different panels that will be used, and you can find a link to that information on our website, downtownbryan.com.
Applications are being taken through May 21st. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Jim Lewis with Village Foods. We're going to talk about summer flu and the risk. Eat this, not that. How to go out to eat and eat the right foods. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Let's do a little bit of weather stuff, sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure controls our weather right through the weekend. In fact, this weekend looks very, very nice. Abundant sunshine for today with a high of 75 to 80 degrees. Clear, comfortable tonight. If you're headed out, light jackets probably necessary. That's at 50 to 55. Sunny, warmer tomorrow, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear, not as cool, 55 to 60. We'll have sunshine during the day on Sunday, and highs on Sunday will be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Aggie baseball team's win over Mississippi State last night. Meanwhile, two McMurray football players, including a Bryan native, have been indicted on capital murder charges. And the Rangers avoided a series-worst four-game skid against the Astros. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Did you hear Rob's wardrobe advice?
Yeah. A light jacket.
A light jacket. That'll all you need. Rob, I get cold, okay? Yeah. I might need a heavier jacket if it's 50
Texas.
Degrees.
Yeah. Turbyville used to say a light wrap.
That's what you call a shawl.
Yeah, a shawl, exactly. Just over the shoulders, yeah. It is. It's going to be a spectacular day today.
Yeah.
I mean, winds will be out of the north. That'll keep the humidity down, and it'll be 80 degrees.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And then all weekend, again, we're getting up to 90 time.
Yeah, and close.
Wonder what that means for summer.
It'll still be pleasant.
It will. But you might need a light jacket.
Yeah. Light jacket or a shawl.
A windbreaker.
At night. Mm-hmm.
And what is it, 52 now?
Right.
Okay.
Correct. That's what I had.
A little wind going on. Mm-hmm. So a gang of rugby fans dressed as Ronald McDonald clowns.
Okay. Scary.
Ah, yes. They walked into a KFC restaurant in Hampshire, England, chanting insults.
Okay.
Group held beer cans. Shouted expletives inside the fast food restaurant. It wasn't some bizarre marketing stunt on behalf of McDonald's. It's thought that the group were a bunch of inebriated rugby fans on their way to see a game.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed like Ronald McDonald is a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
The inebriated rugby fans is without question. That's just the way they do that. So, just saying. Now, and where's video of that?
Yeah, I know, right? Somebody had to have had their camera phone ready for that one.
All right, I'll dig around and see if we can find that. In the meantime, in Pennsylvania, a man trying to scare away a possum set a fire that destroyed his home.
Oh.
The blaze in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on Wednesday began when the man used butane to light a pile of leaves in his backyard. The man apparently hoped that the smoke would help rid him of the said marsupial. Oh, well, they're plural, so there's more than one.
Gotcha.
Okay, all right.
Trying to smoke them out.
Yeah, well, you know, they do play dead from time to time. City fire marshal said that the fire got out of control, spread to the house, which was built of wood. The building was condemned. Three people displaced as a result of the fire, and it did $50,000 worth of damage. They said the man also had a problem with bees, so just saying.
So he just figured he'd burn it all to the ground.
I suppose.
Get them before they get you.
That's right. Animals attack, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a lot of information.
Yeah, I was going to burn those possums out, and instead I burned my house down.
You got the last laugh.
That's right.
I know some people who have similar strategies when they see, like, a spider in their car. They just burn the whole car down.
Sure, so, why not? That's just,
can't drive that anymore.
I don't even do that.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ.
Ephesians 4:32 reads, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Jude verse 3 tells us to earnestly contend for the faith. Obviously, we want to do both. At the BCS Church of Christ, we strive to remain kind and forgiving, while at the same time never compromising the truth or endorsing error. It is possible to both love people and hate sin. In fact, Matthew 22 verse 39 instructs us to love our neighbor, and Psalms 119 verse 104 says that we are to hate every false way, and so we must love people enough to help them out of their sin. Was Jesus kind? Of course. Did Jesus overlook sin? Never. Let us do the same. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. See our website, bcschurchofchrist.com, for more.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it
Woo-hoo.
Is.
Well, it's basically a beer holiday.
Yeah, it is. And tacos.
Yeah, that's
beer
right.
Beer and tacos.
That's right. And so, anyway, we'll talk about it later. It's a bigger deal here than it is over there.
True.
Yeah.
All right, it's International Tuba Day.
All right.
Okay.
How would we know which feet to march around on without the tuba?
That's exactly right. It's also...
also the coolest instrument in the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, 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 they make those turns.
That's that's awesome.
Pretty fun to watch.
My favorite.
Yep. It's Hoagie Day. All right. That's like a Subway sandwich.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Hoagie, you don't really hear that very often down here.
Not in this part of the world. National Totally Chipotle Day.
Okay.
Don't know what that means. Do that if you want to. It's No Pants Day. maybe celebrate that alone at home or something.
If you work at home, probably a good holiday for that.
not to be out in the general public doing that. It's Roller Derby Day. It's International Space Day, and it's Cartoonist Day.
All right.
Lots of days.
Birthdays for some people.
We do got some birthdays. In fact, it's kind of weird because Friday and Saturday, there's a lot of birthdays. Sundays, there's not so many.
Okay.
So here's Friday. Chris Brown is 28.
He's a Boy Scout.
Yeah, he hadn't been in the news in a while.
No, what's going on? Yeah.
Good PR people, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Adele is 29.
Okay, very cool.
She's great, yeah. Brooke Hogan is also 29. That's Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Yeah, Brooke.
Clark Duke is 32. He was the kid in the Hot Tub Time Machine movies. He's a very funny guy. He's been in a few movies. Henry Cavill is 34, Superman.
Oh.
He's the current Superman, that is. Right. Danielle Fishel is 36. She played Topanga on Boy Meets World.
Yeah, Topanga.
Definitely.
Every, little boy's crush
Absolutely.
Back in the day.
I can vouch for that. Vincent Kartheiser, I believe is how you say his name.
Okay.
He played Pete Campbell on Mad Men. He's 38 today. Uh-huh. Tina Yothers is 44 from Family Ties.
Of course she is.
Brian Williams
is
58, or at least so he says.
Yes, right. If you can believe him. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian Phelps is 58 from Mark and Brian, a couple of DJs that are big and popular. I was in movies and stuff like that. I don't know why they don't get us, but we must be second on the call sheet. Kurt Loder is 72 from MTV News.
Yeah.
John Rhys Davies is 73. He was Gimli in the Lord of the Rings movies and was also in some Indiana Jones movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Lance Henriksen is 77. He's been in a lot of sci-fi movies and things like that. He was in the Alien movies. He was the android guy, Bishop.
Sure.
And he's actually going to be in Houston for the Comic-Con that's coming to Houston.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to get some media credentials for that as the resident nerd on the show.
Nice.
So. So that's what I got for Friday.
Is that what your business card says?
Mm-hmm. Resident nerd, yeah.
Saturday, it's no diet day. Hey. Do what you want to do, right? It's no homework day?
Well, good thing it's Saturday.
I guess so. Beverage day.
Have a beverage.
Celebrate all sorts of ways.
Bevy.
Yeah, there you are. Free comic book day. Herb day. National Homebrew Day. Hey, that could go along with the Beverage Day.
There you go. And the No Diet Day.
That's right. National Scrapbook Day and National Nurses Day.
Okay.
And, of course, the Kentucky Derby will be run on Saturday.
Yes.
There'll be some birthdays.
There are birthdays. Naomi Scott's going to be 24. She plays Kimberly, the Pink Ranger, in the new Power Rangers movie.
Oh, nice.
Chris Paul's 32, point guard for the Los Angeles Clippers. Adrian Palacki is our Palicki, I believe, is 34. She's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC and was also on Friday Night Lights.
Oh, okay.
Gabourey Sidibe is 34 on Saturday from Precious and American Horror Story and all kinds of things. George Clooney's 56 on Saturday.
George.
Yay, George.
Looks great.
The Cloonster.
Have twins, right? That's what they're expecting.
Is that right?
That's right. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Roma Downey is going to be 57 on Saturday.
She's
touched
rich.
By an angel. Yeah. Definitely. Tom Bergeron, 62.
Hey, Dancing with Stars, dude.
That's right.
Yep.
And America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
Tony Blair is going to be 64 on Saturday.
Okay.
Alan Dale is going to be 70. He's a character actor. He always plays. You ever seen a big, powerful businessman type? That's probably him. He was Charles Widmore on Lost.
Okay.
And was on NCIS and a couple things. Bob Seger's going to be 72 on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's right. And I didn't know he was still alive, but Willie Mays, he's going to be 86.
Just say hey,
wow.
Kid. I didn't know that. Yeah. Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And also, tomorrow is the anniversary of the 2004 Friends had its last show. Who knew?
Yeah.
All right, Sunday, it's National Tourism Day. It's Babysitter's Day. It's Lemonade Day.
Yep.
Is it another free comic book day? Huh, maybe there's two of them, because it's in here, too. It's Drinking Water Week. Okay, we can probably celebrate that.
Yep.
Sure.
National Pet Week.
Ooh.
National Raisin Week.
All right.
Raisins.
Yay. And Teacher Appreciation Week begins.
Oh, okay, nice.
And a few birthdays.
We got a few birthdays. Brecken Meyer's going to be 43 on Sunday. He's pretty funny. He was first in the Clueless movie as the burnout guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then he was
Ty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was I thought Ty was Brittany Murphy's character.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, same kind of deal. Garfield, he was in Garfield. He was John Arbuckle.
Okay.
And he did a lot of voices on King of the Hill. Eagle Eye Cherry is going to be 48 on Sunday.
And we're at work? Oh, we're not at work. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. He had that one song in the 90s and then disappeared.
Okay.
Amy Heckerling is going to be 65. She directed Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, okay.
And Clueless. So another
nice.
Clueless alum. Randall Tex Cobb is going to be 67.
Yes, he's in Raising Arizona.
Yes.
Played the motorcycle dude.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And former professional boxer,
That's
too.
That's right.
Bill Kreitzman?
I don't know.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
And Grateful Dead drummer. He's going to be 71.
All right, there you go. It's 622.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I want you to understand here, this is a huge win for the president, because the president never stops. The urgency and the push came from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The death spiral of Obamacare had to be stopped. And the bill that passed the House is not perfect. The reason why is that you have these moderate Republicans who didn't want to repeal and replace completely. That's the reality of Washington. We should identify them maybe before 2018, and maybe we primary them. But with that said, you know, what is being put forward and what they were able to get done, mostly because of conservative members, and I'm speaking as a matter of fact from behind the scenes knowledge that I have personally. And what is put forward is so much better than the death spiral we were in now.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver. Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Does your carpet look like a soccer field because there's so much dirt and grass on the floor? Do you feel like when you vacuum, you're only spreading the dirt around? If this sounds familiar, then you need to head down to Sovac City and check out our huge selection of vacuums for sale. We have Hoover vacuums starting at $55, Dirt Devil vacuums for as low as $49. We have Oreck vacuums for only $249 and Dyson's for $299. Need to shampoo your carpet? We have shampooers starting at $99. Sovac City, where you can try it before you buy it. We're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. By the slimmest of margins, 4 votes, the House of Representatives passed a health care bill that would repeal and replace major parts of the Affordable Care Act. Hospital stocks slipped after the vote, but settled by the market's close and after word broke that the Senate intends to ignore the House bill and craft its own plan. Shares of IBM dipped in pre-market trading today after billionaire Warren Buffett told CNBC that he sold off about a third of his IBM stake this year. Berkshire Hathaway reports earnings after the market closes today and hosts its annual shareholder meeting in Omaha tomorrow. Beijing entered the global aviation market today. China's first large domestically made passenger aircraft completed its maiden flight in a major challenge to manufacturers like Boeing and Airbus. Carrying a skeleton crew, the plane landed safely back at Pudong Airport in Shanghai after about 90 minutes in the air. Wall Street seesawed all day but finally settled with the NASDAQ and S&P. Little changed and the Dow down 6 points. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Know what's more American than apple pie? Saving money. And if you're shopping for a used car, no event in America can save you more money than Atkinson Toyota's Repo Gel Sale. This Thursday through Saturday only. Shop over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and of course, repos. 27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month clearly posted on every vehicle windshield.
Stock number 16-24-33K. 2010 Toyota Corolla. Selling price $5,388. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
Practically every make and model used car is available. Domestics, imports, luxury cars, budget cars, and so much more. 27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss one of the biggest and best used car events in America. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend.
Subject to prior sale.
So we've all lost a thing or two in our time, right? Whether it's your keys or some shoes or just something you weren't keeping track of. But do you know exactly how much time you've spent searching for your lost stuff? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, according to a new survey, it takes an average of 5 minutes and 20 seconds to find something you've misplaced around the house. And we waste 2.5 days a year searching for lost stuff. Here are 5 more stats from that survey. The 6 things we misplace the most are the remote, our phone, our keys, our glasses, our shoes, and our wallet or purse. Over 70% of us can't find the remote at least once a month. I know I once knew somebody whose solution to that was keeping it on top of the TV, but that kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? Number 2, 60% of people have been late to work or school because they couldn't find something. 49% have missed an appointment, and 35% have gotten into a fight with their significant other. Men are more likely to blame someone else than women. The 3rd thing to take away from the survey is that the 3 places that people look first are a purse or a bag or the couch and pockets of whatever we wore the day before. That's always a good place to start, or at least somewhere that you know you've been. Number 4, 40% think that getting older is one reason we lose stuff, but millennials are actually twice as likely to lose stuff as baby boomers. So keep track of your stuff, kids. And finally, 69% of us have found something else that was missing while looking for a lost item. So maybe losing stuff isn't all bad. It seems to have at least that perk. And just one more as a bonus, 100% of the things that we lose are always found in the last place you look. Because why would you keep looking? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
There you are. Let's check the weather. It's 6:29. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
You may not like conflict, but sooner...
But I'm going to do the weather now. Yeah, okay. All right, you say... That's the sponsor. Now let's do the weather. It's going to be a great weekend. Look for a high temperature today of about 80 with northwest winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. 83 for a high temperature on Saturday. Then we're up to 86 on Sunday and probably continue that into the early part of next week. So we're going to get to the point where we're going to need some rain fairly soon because we haven't had really any significant showers here in the cities in a while. Right now we have northwesterly winds at 7, 80% relative humidity, fair skies, and 52. Now we go.
You may not like conflict, but sooner or later it's going to come up. So what's the best way to deal with it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-801-3030 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-801-3030. That's 800-801-3030. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Conflict, for many of us, is something to be avoided.
The first thing is just to not to be afraid of it. Most of us are convinced that to deal with conflict directly isn't going to go anywhere good because most of our experience is that it doesn't. So we have to change our attitude.
Diane Hamilton, author of the book Everything is Workable, says when we enter into a conflict, we typically get very emotional, and that engages the nervous system.
Basically, if your nervous system is provoked, you have to work to sort of calm that down a little bit. Because when your nervous system is provoked, it's very hard to listen, and it's very hard to advocate for yourself very clearly. It tends to be aggressive and filled with anxiety, and we pick up the anxiety much more quickly than we pick up the words. So there's a quality of fear, there's a quality of threat, and so we have to sort of let that go.
And then Diane says it's a good idea to pose a question.
So what is it that we have in common here? What is it that we're interested in looking at? We both seem to care about this. It's easier to let the other person go first, and then you can ask and say, now would you be willing to listen to what I have to say?
And being good at conflict resolution also means being able to let things go when you lose.
And our tendency is to get, you know, excited and worked up again, and then we have to practice just letting it go. You know, it's a practice to learn to relinquish things that really don't matter. But we get into a power of will sometimes our ego's offended. So conflict resolution doesn't necessarily mean prevailing.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station teenager who survived being shot last December is one of two young men arrested for lying to College Station police about what happened.
17-year-old Jimmy Gayona III of College Station and an unidentified 16-year-old were arrested in the last week after they were found almost 6 months after warrants were issued. According to Gayona's arrest report, as he and a friend were in an emergency room, they both told an off-duty officer Gayona was shot by a stranger in Bee Creek Park. That resulted in the deployment of 25 on-duty officers to the initial response. They spent more than 2 hours at the hospital, two parks, and a condominium before it was determined the shooting took place in an apartment. Gayona's friend said he shot Gayona while he was dancing and holding his handgun. CSPD is determining the monetary value of the initial response to the false report, along with the follow-up investigation. Spokesman says if the teens are convicted, it'll be up to prosecutors whether any restitution is paid to the city of College Station. Gayon is out of jail after his release on a bond promising to appear in court. Brazos County Sheriff's deputies found almost $5,000 of illegal drugs and more than $600 in cash as the result of a traffic stop and high-speed chase Wednesday night. 35-year-old Eric Bernard Walker of Hearns accused of throwing away almost $4,100 of cocaine and $800 of marijuana while trying to elude deputies at speeds up to 115 miles an hour. According to the arrest report, a private citizen reported seeing Walker's Cadillac swerving in the northbound lanes of Highway 6 near the FM 2154 exit. Walker was first stopped by a deputy near the FM 159 exit. Then he's accused of taking off and leading a pursuit that ended when he stopped on the northbound frontage road just past Rock Prairie Road. Walker was also charged with evading arrest with three prior convictions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Great memories for veterans will be relived today over the skies of the Twin Cities. Kevin Russell with the City of Bryan says vets living in long-term care facilities will be riding in a vintage Boeing Stearman.
It takes them back to the time when a lot of these folks were in World War II. They take them up in a flight, they bring them back down, basically don't have to worry about pains and aches or anything. They get to go have a great time. We at the airport provide lunch. We keep them out there. They'll start their first group at 9, the next group at 11.
Russell says the flights are courtesy of the nonprofit group Ageless Aviation, which, according to their website, has sponsored nearly 2,300 flights in 37 states. Brazos Valley Cares, an organization dedicated to helping local veterans, is presenting American Legion Earl Graham Post number 159 with a $20,000 check tonight. The Post's second vice commander, Susan Marty, on receiving the grant.
I know that a lot of people want to help veterans and they don't know how, and a lot of the bigger organizations do really good works, but they may be more national in their focus. And it's really important for us that this organization raises money here locally and that a good amount of the money stays here locally to support our veterans here in Brazos Valley.
Marty says the money will help support their annual Veterans Resource Fair, the Military Family Support Program, and the Veterans Financial Crisis Assistance Program. Visit alegion159.org for more information on the American Legion and its services. The U.S. House has sent a replacement for Obamacare on to the Senate. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who voted yes, said on our show that they had to overcome emotional issues related to national health insurance.
There are 200-plus people that were trying to lean into this and do the right thing for the American people early on. And then, you know, the Freedom Caucus sort of threw sand in the gears, and now they're saying, look, we fixed this bill. We're taking credit for saving it and resurrecting it. That just sits emotionally crosswise with a bunch of people.
Flores and Kevin Brady of the Woodlands were part of the 217 to 213 majority vote. Both congressmen were in the audience as President Trump held a celebration outside the White House. A storage building on the edge of downtown Bryan is the site of a mural contest.
Katie Neeson and Sarah Norman are a mother-daughter team. They have renovation wranglers, realtors. They built some townhomes that face 31st Street. And across the street from there is the Connolly Garrett Moving Company storage building, and it is a perfect canvas for murals.
DBA Director Sandy Ferris says five different panels will be painted.
The theme of the murals will be tied to something to do with community of Bryan. Bryan has such a rich history, so we've sort of made it a broad theme, but it can also be very particular to the railroad, the cotton farming, the Italian community that immigrated here.
Online applications are being accepted through May 21st at downtownbryan.com. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look Good News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
A lot of shows and their series coming to an end for the season, and you don't want to miss those season finales or even those series finales if you can avoid it. And guess what? Suddenlink is your way to avoid missing your favorite shows thanks to their DVR. I never miss any of my favorite shows. And also, if I watch everything on my DVR, I want something else to watch, I can get access to Netflix right there on my DVR box. They make it super simple, and right now you have the power to save money by signing up for the Suddenlink Triple Play. Do it today. You can do it for only $79.99 a month. You're going to lock into that rate for 3 years, and you're going to get peace of mind knowing your rate won't go up. You're going to get fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone. And if you don't need all three, that's okay, because Suddenlink has internet packages starting as low as $19.99 per month. The offer's not going to last long. It's a limited time offer, 30-day money back guarantee. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for details. Give them a call, 877-694-9474. Do it today. Suddenlink, more power to you.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 6th, it's valuing your cattle herd. Learn how to value your herd from a buyer's perspective so you can develop it to get the most from what you take to market this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Good morning at 6:42, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, let's see here. Pretty nice weekend, it looks like. High temperature will be about 80 today with northeasterly winds, so the humidity will be down. It'll be 51 tonight, so remember that. Wear your parka. Or whatever you want.
Your light jacket.
That's right. 83 for a high temperature on Saturday. Then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we're going to be in the mid to upper 80s, it looks like. And so we'll be all right. Some sunshine. And it's 52 in sports.
All right. I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the Aggie baseball team's victory against Mississippi State last night. Meanwhile, bad news for Spurs fans as Tony Parker's out for the postseason. And Floyd Mayweather is reportedly looking to buy an NBA team. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, okay. Sports guys owning sports teams.
He needs more money, right?
Yeah. So President Trump announced yesterday he'll visit Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican during his first foreign trip later this month. Those stops will come before a pair of previously scheduled appearances, one at a NATO summit in Brussels on May 25th, and then the other at a G7 meeting in Sicily on the 26th and 27th. So there. Okay, a lot of finger-pointing, name-calling, all that kind of stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
As they got the Affordable Care Act passed, the GOP's American Health Care Act passed by a vote of 217 to 213. They announced the results on the floor of the House, and then let's listen here. This is the Democrats singing "Na Na Hey Hey Goodbye." Okay,
wow.
Now, what's interesting is people think this is a sports chant.
What?
But actually it was a song first. But these politician people, they don't know that. And what they're referring to is they figured that pretty much signed their death certificate when it comes re-election time in 2018.
Oh, wow.
Because you voted for this, so... they had nothing else to do.
How
childish.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think they're child? I can't imagine. So there you go.
It's just funny.
It is.
It's comical.
In a sad way.
In a very sad way.
And this is the most important thing in their world.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Oh, of course. It's their world, so it is important.
How ridiculous.
This thing is DOA in the Senate. They're not going to pass it. But anyway, all that, let's get on to things that are really important. Really important. Yesterday, the Texas Senate passed a bill. There's a companion bill in the House. And it's supposedly going to pass, too, that will eliminate automobile inspections.
Oh.
You won't have to get your car inspected anymore.
I'd heard this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to Kyle Cassell today.
Okay.
See how that's going over there.
Yeah.
It's
And there's other states that don't require it.
Texas is one of only 15 that still do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got 35 states that are not even doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing is the legislation is not going to affect the emissions test. We don't have to do that here, but if you're around the Houston area, Dallas area, San Antonio, and Austin, you do have to get emissions testing done. And basically, Don Huffines, and I believe he's probably part of the Huffines family, which is in the car business from up in Dallas, says safety inspections will be required for commercial vehicles.
Okay.
A portion of the money currently collected for annual inspections would be allocated to the Texas Mobility Fund for road repair and construction. But basically, he says vehicle inspections do not make our roads safer.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a tax.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. But, you know, he drives a new car all the time. And there are a lot of people who don't. And I suppose, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of lukewarm on the deal because there are people, for instance, who don't get their windshield wiper blades replaced and they need to.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a problem when it's raining and they can't see or, you know, headlights are out or whatever. Those sorts of things do need to be taken care of. And I guess what will happen is those people just get ticketed and they'll continue to get ticketed. And they'll end up paying a heck of a lot more, I guess, if their headlights out, so they'll get that fixed.
I mean, because, you know, on the flip side, there are places, too, that'll give you a sticker whether your light's out or not.
That's an excellent point. That's right. There's some
or there's people that drive around with expired registration for years.
Yes.
A friend's of mine, it's like a year past its date. I'm like, how have you not gotten pulled over yet? But usually it's something that gets tacked on to an existing ticket. You know, you get pulled over for speeding. Oh, your registration or your inspection's out.
Yeah, you stick them for that as well.
Right, exactly.
That would make sense. Well, and, you know, we've gone to the one sticker system, and so that was probably with that in mind that we would come around to that. So anyhow, we'll talk to Kyle Cassell about that and other things in the legislature. But that's news that really affects you.
Oh yeah,
as opposed to all this other stuff. You know, you won't have to stand in line, and one more thing to not have to worry about.
Yeah,
6:47.
On May 11th at 7 p.m., the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum welcomes retired Colonel Albert J. Nahas. Colonel Nahas will honor his fallen comrades through his documentary and book called Warriors Remembered, which explores Vietnam memorials spread across all 50 states. He details his 35,000-mile journey across the 50 states to see each state's tribute to the war. To reserve your place or for more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 6th, it's Valuing Your Cattle Herd. Learn how to value your herd from a buyer's perspective so you can develop it to get the most from what you take to market this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Plants that might otherwise be difficult for an amateur gardener to propagate successfully are often easily started by air layering. Often the plant doesn't form viable seeds, or if it does, the seeds may not come true to the mother plant's genetic makeup. Cuttings may not be useful alternatives if they don't root quickly or if they don't root easily. Layering may be your salvation. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. Or call during the week, 800-752-GROW. Layering perpetuates a variety where seed propagation sometimes will not. It's an asexual form of plant propagation. It allows the new plant to be to remain attached to the mother plant until it forms roots. Air layering is most useful with larger plants. House plants such as ficuses, diefenbachia, schefflera, or crotons are all good choices. Most shrubs and many woody vines can also be started this way. You need to assemble your raw materials. You want a bucket of water, sphagnum moss soaking in the bucket for at least 1 hour, rooting hormone powder, a sharp knife, electrician's tape, and a sheet of dry cleaner's plastic. Somewhere between 8 and 15 inches from the growing tip, remove several of the leaves. Cutting lightly into the wood in a slicing manner, strip the bark away on one side and then the other, exposing the internal wood and the important cambium layer. Leave your sliver of the stem attached at the top end with a small flap. Insert a small toothpick or a tiny twig, to keep the flap away from the main part of the stem, and then dust the cut surfaces with the rooting hormone powder. You want to wring a handful of the sphagnum moss until it just drips, and then clasp it around the stem. You'll want a grapefruit-sized cluster of moss around most stems, and you may even want to wire them in place lightly and temporarily. Wrap your moss with the dry cleaner's plastic. Use several layers to ensure it's being airtight, and seal the exposed edges with black electrician's tape. If the air layer is especially heavy or if the stem is unusually supple, you may want to put in a stake alongside it to keep it from breaking. Keep the plant and the air layer in a bright location but out of direct sunlight. You'll be able to see roots developing through the clear plastic. It usually will take between 4 and 10 weeks, but once the plant appears to have enough roots to stand on its own, cut it loose from the mother plant and pot it up individually. Cut any wires or twine that were used to hold the roots in place. You may want to trim the top back to compensate for the limited root system. You'll certainly not want to put it out into the sun until it gets acclimated. Keep it moist and apply a root stimulator. Deal with it as if it was a newly transplanted plant, because that's exactly what it is. Then you can reshape the mother plant and let it grow again and do the whole process over again. Who knows, you could open up a nursery before long. Air layering is exciting. It's also not difficult. I invite you to give it a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, Braden Shoemake's fourth inning grand slam keyed the number 17 A&M baseball team's 9-2 triumph over the number 13 Mississippi State Bulldogs in last night's series opener on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the win.
Well, it's a nice win, but that's all it is one win. We need to come out and play well tomorrow, and Corbin needs to get us off to a great start. We need to continue to play maybe a little bit better defense than we did tonight, but, you know, try to do what we did offensively for the last 5 games.
The Aggies look to clinch their 6th straight SEC series tonight at Bluebell Park. First pitch for the middle game of the series is slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 6 A&M softball team closes out the regular season with a 3-game series against number 9 Tennessee beginning tonight at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans on why a series win is so important.
I think it's really important for us to win this Tennessee series to get that seed. I'm not suggesting that we can't get it without, but for us, we just want to put it in our hands. And if we take care of this series, I feel like we don't need to worry about the committee as much. I feel like our body of work speaks for itself.
First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 6 p.m., and you can hear the entire weekend series on Willie 1550. In Abilene, two NCAA Division III McMurray University football players have been indicted on capital murder charges in the January killing of a man in Fort Worth, but the grand jury declined to indict another. Reports state that a Tarrant County grand jury indicted 20-year-old Dontrell Dock of Conroe and 18-year-old Broderick Ross of Bryan on April 13th in the shooting death of 29-year-old Chris Dion Russell. The three played for the small Methodist school in Abilene in 2016 and were enrolled when arrested in January. In the NFL, Houston Texans inside linebacker Max Bullock has been suspended without pay for the first four games of next season for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Bullock has spent his three-year career in Houston after he was signed by the Texans as an undrafted free agent in 2014. In Major League Baseball,
the pitch is swung on and Gallo launches one to deep right center field. That one is way back, and that ball is history. Above the Astros bullpen, a two-run homer for Joey Gallo.
Joey Gallo homered and drove in three runs. Rougned Odor and Elvis Andrews also homered, and the Texas Rangers stopped a season-worst four-game skid, beating the Houston Astros 10-4 last night. Marwin Gonzalez homered in his fifth straight start for Houston. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors are up 2-0 in the NBA's conference semifinals, while the Washington Wizards are within 2-1 in their series with Boston. Kevin Durant had 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists for the Warriors in a 115-104 triumph over Utah. Meanwhile, John Wall scored 24 points, and the Wizards held Isaiah Thomas to just 13 points in a 116-89 pounding of the Celtics. Also in the NBA, San Antonio Spurs guard Tony Parker will miss the rest of the playoffs after rupturing the quadriceps tendon in his left leg in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Houston Rockets. The 34-year-old Parker will need season-ending surgery, meaning the Spurs will have to go through the rest of the postseason without their veteran floor leader. Boxer Floyd Mayweather is in the midst of negotiating a mega fight with Conor McGregor, which could bring another $100 million to his name, more than enough money to make his wildest dreams come true, including perhaps buying an NBA team. Mayweather met with Lakers great and current president of basketball operations Magic Johnson yesterday in Los Angeles, and the two apparently talked about NBA ownership. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at OKToSay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Hey, good morning, Madam Hill, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Even if you're a casual soccer fan, you probably know Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the guy from Portugal, okay? And basically, soccer god has become the first athlete and the first male to hit 100 million followers on Instagram.
Ooh.
The only other celebrities who can claim 100 million on Instagram are Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. And Selena Gomez.
And Selena Gomez, yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Ronaldo is the first person to actually rack up 100 million followers on both Instagram and Facebook.
Ooh. Okay.
He's got 120 million followers there.
Gotcha.
Pretty amazing. All
yeah.
right.
All
right. Going to be 80 degrees today. It's 52 right now. 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station. Brian.